அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும் ரஹ்மத்துல்லாஹி தஆலா வபரகாத்துஹு. பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். அல்ஹம்துலில்லாஹி ரப்பில் ஆலமீன் வஸ்ஸலாத்து வஸ்ஸலாமு அலா அஸ்ரஃபில் அம்பியாஇ வல் முர்ஸலீன் சையிதுனா முஹம்மதின் வஅலா ஆலிஹி வஅஸ்ஹாபி அஜ்மயீன். அம்மா பஅத், ஃபகத் காலல்லாஹு சுப்ஹானஹு வதஆலா ஃபவுது பில்லாஹி மினஷ் ஷைத்தானிர் ரஜீம். பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். وسابقوا الى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة ارضها السماوات والارض اعدت للمتقين اعدت للذين امنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. ونبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه انه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في خطبته نقوا أبدانكم بصوم شعبان لصيام رمضان فما من عبد يصوم منه ثلاثة أيام إلا غفرت له ذنوبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the holy month of Shaaban is already started. Today is 4th of Shaaban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us very short and temporary life. And our task in this life of dunya is to prepare and become successful for everlasting life, which is going to begin after our death. And because that life after death, hereafter, it's everlasting, never ending. And then there is no second chance to rectify, to correct ourselves. This is the only period, this is the only time slot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us as amanah, and we have to utilize everything, every ability in this world to prepare for hereafter. And there are several ayat and practical example of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that He has shown us, guided us practically how to use the time, how to use the days and nights and auspicious moments in order to prepare for hereafter and to become a successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of those kind of ayat is just I have recited, وَالسَّابِقُ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. مُسَابَقَة in Arabic terms, competition, where there are more than one person or people competing to get some task, to reach some destination or target. So it's not only one person, but there are several people are involved. And then every and each one of them, every individual, his or her task is, I should be first at that place. I should reach to my destination, to my target, before anyone else. And to get that achievement, he works very hard. He tries his best to run fast or do whatever in order to achieve that success. So this is a healthy competition, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us, each and every individual, that look, I have granted you very short of life, but you have to utilize it in maximum way so you can achieve the success. That is the target in front of you. And what is the target of every believer is how to get entry into the Jannah. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Everyone who came in this world, he is going to depart sooner or later. And whatever he has done throughout his life, whether good or bad, he will see the result. He will get it. Tuwaffawna ujurakum. You will be granted the reward and thawab and ajr of your good deeds, as well as you will have to go through the punishment, torment. May Allah forbid all of us and protect us from each and every sin you have done deliberately or unintentionally. Tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. Day of judgment is the day of judgment. Hisab, yawm al-hisab. The day of reckoning. Every, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْكَالَ ذَرَّةً خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Little bit of good deed, he will find reward for it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِسْكَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Same way, if you commit a little bit sin, one sin, is it just a minor? It's just a little bit. But that sin can be great inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has to go for it. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ. You must run, you must hasten, you must hurry up, إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. When the doors of مَغْفِرَةٍ of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wide open, don't waste your time. You don't have time. You don't have time. You don't know how you are going to end. Look at in 45 seconds, because brothers and sisters, this is the great lesson for us. We are safe and sound here, over here, but look at this earthquake took place. No one knew among those thousands of people who lost their lives and lost properties, right? Before they went to the bed, they had a lot of plans in their mind, like we do have. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to do this. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to do that. I'm going to deal this. I'm going to sign this deal. I'm going to find the new job. I'm going to get this. So plans we have in our minds. Everyone who is sleeping at night, he's so firm that tomorrow he's going to wake up. No one thinks that I'm sleeping tonight. This can be my last night. That's why it is said, before you sleep, 2-3 minutes, you know, have conversation with yourself that Alhamdulillah, I have passed my whole day, and during the day from Fajr till I came to bed, whatever good action I have done. For example, whole day Alhamdulillah, I was able to perform my 5 times salah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was able to recite Suratul Yasin in the morning. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was able to complete my 3 tasbihat. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was able to help someone during the day. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every good action, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you appreciate, if you show your gratitude towards Allah, Allah will increase His bounties and favor. And during the day, from the Fajr till you come to the bed, whatever sin I have committed, knowingly or unknowingly, I must ask forgiveness before I close my eyes. Don't wait till next day or to the Jummah or Ramadan. You never know you're going to get Ramadan. All these thousands of people, they're not going to see Ramadan. So they all slept, right? With this intention, they're going to wake up. But within 45 seconds, minute, less than a minute, earthquake took their lives. Those who were landlords, they became, you know, homeless. And tenant and landlord are sitting in the refugee camp together. Those who have millions of dollars, they lost everything. Relatives, you know, fathers and mother and wife and children, they lost. Next morning, they couldn't see sunrise. What guarantee you and me have, my brothers, tomorrow, Saturday, we are going to wake up? There is no guarantee. This is the great lesson for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this chance, this holy month of Sha'ban. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you must hurry up, don't waste your time, don't be lazy. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وجنت أرضها السماوات والأرض and look for the Jannah. Work for the Jannah. You're not going to get anything for nothing. Nothing is free. You have to work hard. You have to achieve your paradise. You have to achieve your Jannah. And how are you going to achieve? There are ways to do it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shown the way to get the Jannah. Ila ardha, how wide, how vast this Jannah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for ardha ka this samai wal ard, just for our imagination, from the earth to the heaven, all this auspicious is just little Jannah. You know, you are going to get that much. Uiddat, and it already prepared. It is not on the plan or on the blueprint, or if you do like this, if you sign the deal, if your loan will pass, then we're going to dig the ground and we're going to build a house for you. First, we have to go through with all this paperwork. No. Uiddat is already built. It's already prepared for you. Uiddat is prepared. It's been done. For whom? Lilladina amanu billahi wa rasuli. For those believers who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing is not the lip service, my brothers. Believe, iman, is required a'mal saliha, good deeds. I say, I respect my parent, but the father said, please bring the cup of glass. I said, Dad, you go and get it. I'm busy with my game. So by tongue, you're saying something, but your actions is not approving it, is not matching your claim. So our claim has to match our action. I believe in Allah, then I have to obey all His commands. I cannot disobey anything because I believe in Him. He has ordered, He has commanded me to do something. And whatever I am doing for my own sake, Allah is not going to benefit anyway. Allah doesn't care about it. Allah Hussamad, Allah is independent. If I wake up for Fajr, it's my own benefit. If I recite Yasin Sharif, it's for my own benefit. If I make istighfar, it's for my own benefit. Whatever I do, I'm going to help myself. I'm going to benefit myself. It's not for anyone else. So, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. لِلَّذِينَ آمُنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ and ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ and this is the favor of